Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a fun show we have for you today on Kingdom Pursuits, which you may know is How Does God Take Your Passion and Use It to Build the Kingdom? Well, every once in a while, I get talk to somebody who has a similar passion to my own. And today we have somebody who's got way more experience. There aren't just a lot of people around that have way more experience than I do in radio, but this gentleman certainly does. So today we have with us Dave Compton. And if you're not familiar with Dave, you need to get familiar with him. He now works for the Truth Network. We're so excited. He's been with the same station, though, for 44 years. So that was just the Truth Network purchased WPET, which is AM 950, the Piedmont's inspiration station there in Greensboro, North Carolina. And with that, we brought back the voice of inspiration himself, Dave Compton. Wow. I mean, just actually a legend. Like when I go speak in Greensboro often, I get an opportunity to do that, speak in churches. People ask me what, and they're like, "You guys bought WP. You brought Dave Compton back. It was genius. That's the best thing anybody ever did." So, you know, if you had a chance to meet David, you've had a blessing. So I know our listeners are interested. How in the world did you get in radio? I mean, if it was 44 years ago, what were you, nine?
Yeah, right. Actually, Robbie, and thank you for having me today. I have really looked forward to this. I got into radio when I was 16. That's when I went to work in radio, but it's a wonderful story of how all this developed. And when I was a kid, now you got to think about this, Robbie. I could look out my kitchen window and see two houses across the street, South Scale Street in Reidsville. And one house was Mr. Hardy. That was my scoutmaster, Troop 789, Reidsville branch, out of First United Methodist Church in Reidsville. And then the Gilberts lived in the house next to Mr. Hardy. Now, these two individuals, Dave Gilbert, he was Francis Gilbert's son, and, of course, a lot older than I. But it's amazing how these two people live right across the street from me, because through Mr. Hardy, the Boy Scouts made a field trip one Monday night. We normally met on Monday nights at the Scout Hut at First United Methodist Church. One night, we went to a crusade, the Grady Wilson Crusade that came to Reidsville, North Carolina. And it was there, you know, that I walked the aisle with several other boys. And a lady that became my high school counselor later on, Nancy McCall, shared the gospel with me and prayed the prayer with me and explained it all. And that's when I got saved. So I lived across the street from Mr. Hardy. Coincidence? Well,
sure. No. God has his plan. So we're all dying to know about the other house, house number two.
Dave Gilbert, who pastored for many, many years. He taught high school for a long time, but he was my neighbor and a lot older than me. He mentored me as a young boy. He was the kind of guy, and these were the early years he was in college, but he would take me to ball games. He would take me to the movies. He would take me down to Dairy Queen, whatever, and he spent a lot of time with me. So, being in college, he was working at the local radio station. Well, he took me to the radio station back in the 60s, Robbie. And I remember walking in there and seeing that man in the booth playing the records. And and seeing all of the equipment, seeing the transmitter, seeing those big, they had those big boom mics, and right then and there, you know, the radio bug kind of bit me. And the other part of the story is that later on, I'm assuming that having worked with a crusade, I was publicity chairman for the Clyde Dupin crusade that came to Reidsville, so I know about the follow-ups and this, that, and the other. But shortly after I was saved, in July of 1970, by November, somebody had contacted my parents. And one Sunday morning, November of 1970, Dad loaded everybody up in that Oldsmobile.
Was it a wagon?
No. It was a big roomy Oldsmobile, though. My two sisters and my two brothers and myself. And
an 88 or a 98?
I think it was an 88. Yeah.
Delta 88, I'm just saying.
So, yeah, Christian car guy. So anyway, so we went to Lawsonville Road Baptist Church, and what I didn't know then was that's where my dad, that's where he kind of grew up, in that church. So long story short, our pastor, Gaddis Brown, he passed away in 1971. And in 1972, a product from, he had pastored in Knoxville, Tennessee, Reverend Harold Townsend came to be our pastor. So, Robbie, we were all into Christian radio, our church. And every Sunday night, we would cut half of the radio program during the service.
Right.
And, you know, the music director would, you know, the trio would sing a theme song, My Wonderful Lord, and then the music director walks up, good afternoon, radio friends. We were cutting the program on Sunday nights for Saturday afternoon. So, and then our pastor, Brother Harold Townsend, when he got there, he was working at WWMO in Reidsville. I forget how many nights during the week we had a program there every Wednesday night. This is how it kind of got started, called the Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting of the Air. And they would play gospel music, take prayer requests, and guests would come in. And one night, Pastor Townsend took me with him to WWMO, and I was in awe of the radio station once again. He said, you want to be on the radio? I'll never forget this. He pulled some teletype off the UPI machine and said, go in there and read this. I'm glad no tape exists of that. But he was wanting to give me some experience. Long story short, and this station was owned by the Oliver family in Reidsville, and my pastor said, I think I can get you a part-time job if you're interested, because he had been training me, you know, how to run the board and this, that, and the other. And so I went to work part-time, Robbie, this would have been late 75, early 1976, somewhere in there. And that's where my journey started. And I stayed at WWMO, till 1978. So at that point, I was in my dad's television and repair shop. That's what he did for a living. Of course, he had been in radio too, Robbie, many years ago. And a gentleman that I went to school with that lives in Florida now, Eric Clark, he was working part-time at WPET, and I was really looking to make a change. And he said, Dave, he says, the afternoon guy that was on WPET in the afternoon playing Southern gospel music, he took another job, and I'm on Christmas break. And he says, I've got to get back to class, so they really need somebody. And nobody knows that Southern gospel music like you do. He said, you would be perfect for the job. So he said, I'll go back and talk to the program director, and he'll call you. So at any rate, I had been in contact with the program director, and He said, you want to come and see me Monday? This was on a Friday. You want to come see me Monday? I said, I sure do. So,
well, we're going to get back with more of Dave Compton. You might hear inspiration. So we might have an inspirational riddle coming up right after the break. We by all means, got to get to that. And, oh, by the way, our producer here at Kingdom Pursuits, one of the first radio stations she worked at was WPET. And she came in as a young girl and met the superstar, Dave Compton. So we're going to hear all that. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we're hearing about a passion for Southern gospel music and WPET AM 950, the Piedmont's inspiration station with Dave Compton today. How fun is that? So you knew that I might have a
call coming. I didn't notice you didn't work him in.
I just couldn't stop him.
Memory lane. It was good.
Got more memory. We got Beth Ann memory lane coming up too. Yeah. We got to hear about this.
I've known Beth Ann for years. Years
decades.
And years.
Speaking of inspiration.
Oh yeah.
Dave. Yeah. The other day I tried to be inspirational by saying, you know, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Mm.
And now I'm banned from AA for life.
Woo! Sassy.
This one's a little risky, but you've heard a few Helen Keller jokes in your time. This one is actually funny, I thought. Helen Keller was truly inspirational, don't you think, Beth Ann?
Don't drag me into the blind jokes.
It isn't.
Okay. She actually is very inspirational.
She was. She was able to learn how to read and write despite being from Alabama.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Exit stage left.
And I actually have to tell you this last one I have. I probably laughed for 5 minutes out loud if you heard me back there, because this was, I just did not see this one coming. So it's not quite true, but it is funny.
Okay.
My grandfather died last night.
Aww.
They couldn't figure out what his blood type was in time to give him a transfusion. He was, however, such an inspirational guy to the very end.
Nice.
I'll never forget his last words to me. Be positive. You got to admit that's funny. Be positive,
I try.
So how about an easy riddle today? What passage in the Bible is your inspiration station? How fun is that? What passage in the Bible is your... You can't miss this one, really, folks. What passage in the Bible is your inspiration station? 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win. And Beth Ann, if they do that, tell them what they'll win.
Oh, Robbie, if they call in, they win. And remember, there's no wrong answer here. We're going to dig into the Truth Prize Closet. Lots of great things in there. Books and CDs and DVDs and even T-shirts.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
We got those.
So great stuff.
What passage in the Bible is your personal inspiration station? I didn't get to a few callers on the Christian Car Guy show, so here's your chance to call in with that and also share what you're going to share on the Christian Car Guy show. Because I'm still dying to hear from Keith and Ann and all that. I didn't get to hear the stories, and I want to hear them. So, meanwhile, back when we left our hero, we'd made it all the way up to 1970s.
I think it was. Yeah, he just walked in the doors of WPET.
Right.
What I found out in the break, you know, because, I graduated from high school in 1973, and I was like, man. He had a lot going on when I was still in high school. But then come to find out, he didn't graduate from high school until 77. So he graduated the year before he went to WPET. But Beth Ann, what year did you go to WPET?
I never went to WPET.
Where did you go?
I worked at WRQK, which was the FM sister station of WPET. So I knew Dave. We worked for the same company, the same man.
It's in the same building.
In the same building, right.
So what year did you go to work at that station?
I had just graduated from college, so it was 1983.
So 5 years later, in the timeline.
And interesting.
I hope people are jotting this down.
You walked into to your radio station and you met Mr. Compton.
Right.
Who had been there for a long time at this point.
Right.
And back in those days, Beth Ann, you will remember, mm-hmm. and our listeners in Richmond, Virginia will recognize this name. We were owned by the Robbins Pharmaceutical Company at that time. Remember that, Beth Ann?
I remember. Yeah. Mr. Armshaw owned it not long had I been there, and right. he sold it to A.H. Robbins.
That's right.
A cough syrup.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Yep. They were good to us.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And what was their slogan, Beth Ann?
We got your cough syrup.
We got your cough syrup?
I don't remember. I did.
It wasn't how to air condition your car?
H. Robbins?
No, I thought it was Armstrong.
Oh, Mr. Armshaw.
Mr. Armshaw. Yeah.
That was the old line you used to, I forget exactly how it went, that, you know, air conditioning by B.H. Armstrong or something, you know,
yep.
that rolled down your window.
And Robbie don't know this, Beth Ann, but we had a dog on staff.
Yes, we did.
At WPET and WRQK. Stormy the dog.
Pet friendly. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Stormy lived there.
Mm-hmm, he did.
And
he was the public affairs director.
Did he take cough medicine?
Nobody took treats.
I just trying to picture the whole thing. It must have been quite a station. But your love for gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently happened shortly after you were saved, or was that before?
Well, really, that was after the fact. I grew up, listening to music. You know, my dad was a singer and so forth. And the first thing I ever heard was my dad singing, playing his Gibson guitar. But
it electric or acoustic?
An acoustic guitar.
He had a Gibson acoustic guitar.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And but at any rate, and then, you know, he loved country music and what all, and we used to listen to country music. But, you know, after I was saved and when we started going to church, we started listening to WWMO, and they had a program, Robbie, every Friday night called Music in the Night that was hosted by the late Reverend Jimmy Dillon, the late Reverend Harold Chilton, and so every Friday night, they would come on the air somewhere around 10 o'clock at night, and this would go like to 1 in the morning, and they were playing the Happy Goodmans. I had never heard any music quite like the Happy Goodmans and the Thrasher Brothers and the Hemp Hills and all these folks, so we started listening, And my dad, mother, and myself, we thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed that. And, of course, our church, I mentioned Lawsonville Road Baptist Church. I'm a member there now. But we had a lot of concerts back in the day. A lot of concerts in our church. Hopper Brothers and Connie, I remember them coming. And the Lefevers, the legendary Lefevers. And so, Southern gospel music is part of my DNA for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really, you know, way to worship God. You know, clearly, it through music, and it touches so many people in so many different ways. And I think, you know, it's a little different thing than we have here in the truth where we go with the spoken word. But, you know, those words that are come out that way are absolutely phenomenal. So we have some Riddlers that are calling in, plus they're exactly who we got Keith and Ann from the previous show, so I get to hear, you know, two in one. So
good.
We got Ann Alt, who happens to be in Huntersville today, I believe. Ann, you're on you're on Kingdom Pursuits, actually.
I am in Huntersville, and I'll save the riddle for Keith.
No, everybody's got a different inspiration station when it comes to your, what's your favorite? I'm interested anyway, Ann, what is your go-to inspiration?
To be honest, it's like, what isn't inspiring in the Bible? You know, I mean, even the worst of things that happen, and it's what you talked about in your last show, Christian Car Guy, you know, even the worst, you know, God, as you had said, I love that idea of planting seeds in blood-soaked ground. Well, I mean, and the Lord, you know, that's God's fertilizer to make things grow tall and strong, and that's what He's doing in each of our lives, isn't He? I'm loving this program, too. But so much dancing to the Lord and so aware of his rescues. I mean, to me, as I said, I was trying to think, okay, what would be the favorite? Just different stories of how God rescues us and where he guides, he provides. And even when the enemy seems to oxidize, I thought I'd do a little poem there.
That's very good.
Anyway, this is the fact that the way he lights our path, you know, and just fun to listen to how, although I will tell you, I have to take exception, Robbie. I'm an Air Force brat, but I went to college in Montgomery, Alabama. So you better watch it, talking about that, you know. Don't you insult Alabama.
My daughter goes to college there right now, so I really had no place to stand, you know.
Oh, you're really in trouble. But anyway, I just, you know, I'm trying to, you know, do Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, join them together. But the thing is, I just finished reading the Joseph story, and talk about where God guides, he provides, even in the when the enemy seems to oxidize, because in the worst of times, he always brings something good out of it, and then your faith starts to grow in those blood-soaked soils. But I've lived in North Carolina 10 years, and my car one day last year just broke down totally. I mean, it just died, and I was able to pull over, and it was a little freaked out, and, you know, and I'm single, so I don't, you know, I can't depend on husband or anybody else, but anyway, out of that came, you know, the tow guy, and he said, well, have you tried? I mean, everything was dead. Talk about oxidizing. It all died, but the guy said, have you tried trying to restart it again? And I did, and it... Uh-oh, I hear the music.
Well, still, I've heard that, if I'm understanding, that all of a sudden, once he was there and God showed up, you turn the key, and there you go.
Turn the key, and the thing is, it's 2 minutes down the road, I got an incredible mechanic.
That's right. Well, we got to go, because we'll be right back with a lot more Kingdom Pursuits. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we have somebody with a real passion for inspiration, Dave Compton with WPET, one of the Truth Network's new stations, AM 950. They're in the Greensboro market, the Piedmont's Inspiration Station, Southern Gospel. We're going to hear a lot more from Dave. But we got Amy Cabo with The Cure on. And Amy, you got a big show coming up today. You've got a Christian counselor on talking about depression, talking about anxiety, and what a great topic, really, in times like this where everybody's facing so many struggles. And is God all we need? Is that the question that you guys are asking?
Oh, yes, Robbie. I'm a true believer that as long as you're alive, you have the opportunity to make the things right. And it's never too late to do the right thing. But there's been an increase of suicide among children and adults in these challenging times that we live in, due to despair and loss of hope and fear. So we're going to examine today, is God enough? Could God prevent all these unnecessary deaths before their time so that people will know that there is hope? That
absolutely.
There is.
So this show is, it's live. It comes on at 1 o'clock on the Truth Network. That's 1 o'clock Eastern if you happen to be in Salt Lake City or you're in Iowa today. So, you know, it's an opportunity to call in. You're going to have the counselor right there with you, right, Amy?
Yes, I will.
Okay, 866-34-TRUTH coming up 1 o'clock. Amy Cabo and The Cure. Thank you, Amy. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Robbie, and God bless.
God bless. So we want to finish up with Ann real quick, and we still have Keith. So, Keith, please hang on for us. And so, Ann, just...
The bottom line of what I was going to say, trying to consolidate two shows, but, I mean, seriously, the bottom line in terms of Inspiration Station, and it's great hearing Dave and his testimony. I love hearing testimonies, don't you, Robbie?
That's where the power is, yeah. It's where Jesus did his thing, you know.
Yes, and So the bottom line in terms of inspiration station is always knowing that what the enemy uses for evil, God turns for good. Always, always. And that's when we can do the dance. And God, we're guide, you know, where he guides, he provides, even when the enemy seems to oxidize. But the thing is, truly, since I've been reading Joseph, I mean, talk about a story with a beginning, middle, and end, pure drama and pure wonder of how God used all of that that Joseph had to go through. And he went, you know, from prison to praise, you know, to the palace.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he always does.
So anyway, that's what I want to say about that. But thank you. Great shows, as usual.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you so much.
And I appreciate it. I look forward to hearing from you next week. Because we've got a Christian Car Guy Theater.
Christian Car Guy Theater.
It's coming up. God bless you. Have a great Saturday, my friend. All right.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Speaking of friends, I have Keith is in High Point with us. And Keith, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. And so what's your inspiration station?
My inspiration station is this station. But my inspiration verses are... especially what I've been through medically for a while, but in Mark chapter 11, verse starting at 23, that's been quite helpful to me. And Luke 10, verse 19, and Luke 11, 9 through 10, those have been very helpful to me through a lot of what I've been going through medically. And
So Mark 11:23 is the first one you mentioned, right?
Yes.
It says
King James.
Right.
Yeah.
Lay it on us. For verily I say unto you, go ahead.
Oh, it says, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Amen.
And it also talks about, you know, you believe that you received what you asked for, and you'll have it. But it also is an important thing in there is that if you have anything against somebody, or if you've sinned against somebody, you got to take care of that other business first before the blessings can be put upon you. You know,
no, it's so true.
I'm quoting from memory, but part of my medical thing, I ain't making excuses, but I'm having to relearn some of these things because I don't mind relearning them. It's very good, but there's one. I can't remember what part of the Bible it's in. I know it's in the Old Testament, but it might have been the book of Isaiah. But it's one of the most amazing verses I read. I just remember the first of it, because God was speaking to somebody, and he said, let us reason together.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was so amazing. The God who created the universe, it could turn you into a sack of ashes just by thought. But, you know, somebody's messing up, and he's sitting down with him and saying, come on, let's reason together. If you'll quit doing such and such, you know, and he doesn't have to reason with us. That's why I find it so amazing. And
it's actually right at the beginning of Isaiah, in Isaiah 1:18.
Yeah. Right? Yep. Okay.
It says, "Come now, and let us reason together," said the Lord, "that your sins, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." And the thing that I can't help but just note, Keith, and I loved your verse in Mark, and I never had seen it this way until you just said it. So I'm giving you total credit for showing me something God had for me today. That really, I'm going to think about this the rest of the day. You see, in Hebrew, you may know that seed and faith are almost interchangeable. So this idea of when Jesus was saying, you know, a sower went out to plant, what was he planting? He was planting seeds, and so he's planting faith, right?
Yes.
And the whole thing about moving the mountain is, what does it take? It takes belief, right? That God's going to come to your rescue when you're in the hospital, right? And what does Satan want to steal based on the last show we were just talking about? He's wanting to oxidize your seeds, man. He doesn't like that you trust God. He doesn't like that that's where, you know, your bedrock lays. And
he
so
doesn't like it.
Right. If I know that God needs to move that mountain, I know he does, you know, that I have that kind of faith. I'm telling you, those mountains, they best get out the way.
they'll be turning little grains of sand.
and see, the second mountain that you mentioned, by the way, which is my sin being as scarlet and needs to be white as snow, that faith is where the whole deal, where the whole thing, life changes, period, right?
Well, yeah, and he spoke to me the other day, few weeks ago, and it's just like it was coming out of my mouth, just the beginning of that verse, you know, let us reason together. If you'll start doing this and you quit doing this, I can't remember everything that came after that. And that's why I think it really came from the Lord, because if it came from me, I probably could remember it.
Oh, it's awesome. Well, I know, and, Dave, you just pulled something up. You're looking at it. What were you thinking?
Oh, yeah. Isaiah 43:2. Keith, you'll love this. This kind of complements what you said. And God said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I really love that, Robbie.
Boy, that's great. That goes good for these times right now, too.
Indeed.
We got no oxidation going on when God's in charge. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Just saying.
And so thank you, Keith. Thank you for calling in. What a great set of verses to think about today. I appreciate you calling. Have a great weekend, my friend. God bless.
Thank you. You too. All right, y'all. Bye-bye.
So we got one more segment with our friend from WPET, AM 950 in Greensboro, Dave Compton, and Beth Ann. We might get in a story from her, too. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion, uses it to build the kingdom, and we're really having fun sharing the same passion today for radio with our good friend and new Truth employee, Dave Compton, with WPET AM 950 in Greensboro, the inspiration station. It's been there for years and years and years, and the legend continues. And Keith, if you're still listening, I mentioned to Dave about, was it his name Max?
Max Meeks.
Max Meeks.
Yeah, radio veteran, par excellence.
And Dave was a big, big, big fan. Used to record him.
Yes.
And bring him, take him home and listen to him to get some ideas on how to do this.
Yes, and I found out through somebody that he was doing a live remote in High Point at J&S Cafeteria. So I told somebody, I was managing back then, and I said, I'll be back. And I went down to J&S Cafeteria, and I got to meet Max Meeks. And it was a pleasure to shake his hand. Yes, it was.
And there was a guy, I'm trying to remember his name, at WSJS that was just legendary. Glenn Scott, right?
Yeah, Max Meeks was actually on WMFR when I programmed SJS and WMFR. So
you knew him, too.
Yeah, Glenn, yeah.
But Glenn Scott, you know, when I first moved to Winston, he was the voice, you know, he was the deal.
Yeah.
And so
still is. They both were.
Just, it's more than remarkable to me that I ever did radio, because I was terrified. I was running a car dealership, and he wanted me to come on the station and talk about the dealership that I was doing. So that's probably the first time I was ever on radio in my life was with Glenn Scott. And he starts asking me questions. I'm like, I'm a car dealer. You know, it's just amazing to me how God ever talked me into doing this.
Yeah.
Because I was very, very, very self-conscious. And I think about that every time somebody calls in, what courage it takes, really, for a listener to call in, because this, it's not as easy as it sounds, I'm telling you.
Well, Robbie, speaking of WSJS, Gene Overby was a mainstay there. I guess you knew him, Beth Ann.
He had just left, but I mean, I knew of him if you walked in the halls, hallowed halls of WSJS, you know, all of those people.
Right. You know, and Gene Overby, of course, he was the voice of the Deeks, but his brother lived right next door to us growing up, Frank Overby. And Frank, and then his sister Dixie, Gene's brother and sister, they were members of our church. I never got to meet Gene. I always wanted to meet him. I'm friends with his son on Facebook. But, yeah, what a crew. What a crew they were.
So, yeah, compare for me, because I didn't know Max Meeks, Glenn Scott to Max Meeks, since you knew them both, Beth Ann.
Well, you know, Max was older than Glenn, so really probably Max was the first. Like, Glenn Scott probably said the same thing that Dave Compton says about Max Meeks, about Max Meeks. You know, I think Max Meeks was broadcasted continuously the morning show more than anybody else in the U.S. Isn't that right? Like, he held the record. I mean, Max, they were both charming, honest, kind, gracious men. Max Meeks, Glenn Scott, and Dave Compton.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's the truth. It's it's their common denominator. It's what they share.
Well, 44 years? Wow, Dave. I mean,
Max Meeks was on the air like 64.
Wow.
Doing mornings.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, you know, that's the deal. Mornings is the show. So away you go. So how really to have you here and to have you with the Truth Network. I know Stu is just so thrilled, that God, you know, I guess had that connection for us as part of the Truth Network and somewhere where God's working, you know, because anytime we can take part in that is like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I got to tell you that the former company that I work for, and great folks, it was just a business decision, but there was a reduction of force. And so one day, you know, I'm told that, you know, we're so sorry. This is your last day. So on the job, like 42 years, 3 weeks and something, so many days. And so that was a very difficult period. Obviously, from working actively 42 years, and then all of a sudden it concluded. Well, one of the first people that reached out to me to pray with me was Stu Epperson Jr. He would call me, and I've known Stu for a lot of years, but he was calling me and praying for me. And long story short, I mean, this is what we talked about earlier at the very outset. I get a call one day, and Stu says, "Hey, Dave, I'm going to look at your transmitter tomorrow." And I said, "Really? The one on South M. Eugene Street?" He said, "I'm going to check out your transmitter and your tower. Meet me at Panera Bread at 10 o'clock, and we'll talk."
And the rest is history.
WPET,
listen for yourself. It's Inspiration Station in Greensboro, especially if you love Southern gospel music. Well, if you love the truth, you're lucky because we have got so much truth coming at you. If you are in Winston, you get to hear The Masculine Journey comes up at 12 o'clock, starts here now. Encouraging Prayer, I think it comes on in Charlotte and Raleigh and all those places. Nikita Koloff comes on at 12:30. And, of course, don't forget The Cure coming up at 1. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.